This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's daf gives us just a glimpse into the process of the formation of textual traditions, because what happens in this daf is Rav Nachman is asked if a certain teaching should be removed. Isme is the word used in the Gemara. And this is, you see a little bit about how this oral tradition eventually is codified into a standardized form and then calcified into writing. It's like frozen in writing once it goes through a series of oral generations, and occasionally someone will say something and say, wait a second, should we say it like that? No. Don't say that. Remove that part. There's all kinds of interference and fragmentation that can happen in oral traditions as people don't remember things correctly. Remember the game of broken telephone. And although there's prodigious energy devoted to memorizing texts, this is nevertheless a human process. And so the careful editing by people like Rav Nachman, Rav Ashi, we'll see them later on in Shas, they're constantly involved in making sure that the text that eventually reaches the point of being written down and then the point of being published, and there's another layer of possible errors that creep in at that point, we're extremely grateful to them for providing us with an authoritative text. The process continues not only through the original, teaching of these traditions orally into their commitment to writing, into their commitment to publishing, but even their commitment to the digital realm as well. Oh my gosh, so complex, but it's a fascinating word of Gemara. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.